Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
Well, Lee, you know, I, for one, I'm going to miss the full-bore SWAT team raids at dawn.
Are you really?
Yes, against aging political operatives of little import.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to miss the amphibious vehicles. I'm going to miss the SWAT team, you know, crew bigger than the one that took down bin Laden. I'm going to miss the little old ladies denied a nightcap, you know, even a robe on their front lawns with a gun shoved in their face in their own homes. I'm going to miss all that because we haven't seen that kind of high drama in America in a long time except on Netflix.
That would certainly decrease your need for a shot of espresso in the morning.
Yes, it would. Yeah, it would. Whoa! Pre-dawn raid! What did I do? Nothing. Nothing at all, actually. No, but I want to play this, Lee, because this shows you, I mean, it's just one of the many montages I've put together. I have 5 minutes of these clips. Okay, I mean, it had gotten so bad on mainstream media that not only was collusion a fact, not only was the fact that Trump was compromised a fact, it became a fact that he was a Russian agent under the control of Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Fact.
Totally.
An absolute fact. This is how weaponized the media was against him. So they didn't just get collusion wrong. They didn't just get interference wrong. They got, let me just play the level of delusion here. And then I'm going to lay out what the damage was to this president, because let's not forget all this.
Trump's odd behavior with Vladimir Putin is compelling so many people to ask, what does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
No rational president would act this way if he weren't being blackmailed on some level.
You can't just dismiss this the idea that Putin has something on Trump.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but his behavior is so pervasively bizarre and against the national interest that it certainly raises the possibility that something untoward is going on.
See, these concerns are now in the bloodstream. In a whole new way. I don't think there's any coming back from this. Josh Marshall of the Liberal Talking Points memo put it this way. He said the press conference in Helsinki made cautious, prominent people start to come to grips with the reality that Trump is under some kind of influence or control by a foreign adversary.
Now, of course, Trump's crimes and collusion, I mean, there was no doubt. I mean, those were facts, and it would be only a matter of time before you'd seen him led out of the White House in handcuffs. I mean, they marinated their followers in this for 2 years.
Trumpophobes.
I wouldn't be surprised if, for example, this week on Friday, he is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
I would not be surprised if there were a number of indictments that still were going to come down the pike.
There are indictments in this president's future.
That's a bombshell.
The bombshell.
This bombshell.
Drop the bombshell.
Bombshell accusation.
Bombshell accusation.
This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion.
If this BuzzFeed News report is true, then we are likely on our way to possible impeachment proceedings.
If this story is true, we must begin impeachment proceedings.
This is suborning perjury. I think there's no question it's an impeachable offense.
And at that point, we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right.
This president needs to be impeached.
Impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't...
It's the only remedy.
The spirit of what Trump did is clearly treasonous.
This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question.
I think he's feeling the noose around his neck.
The noose is tightening. Oh. And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The sound of hoofbeats of all those investigations catching up with Donald Trump must be loud in his ears.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
People might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
He has no idea that he's going down.
You're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
Donald Trump Jr. gave us the dots. All we have to do is to connect them to see where this is going.
over and over and over and over and over and over in a never-ending loop of lies and lies and lies. I mean, Lee, this is just some of the damage. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just lay it out for you, and then I want to get your response to this. Suffolk poll. Majority of voters, 59%, have little or no trust in President Trump's denial that there was collusion between his campaign and the Russians to influence the 2016 election. Of course not. Not after listening to that crap. Poll. This is another poll. This is Ipsos, USA Today. 60% of Americans say Russia meddled in the 2016 election. We have never seen evidence one of that. Not one factual bit of evidence that the Russian government did it. Another poll, July 24th, 2018. Half of U.S. voters say Russia has something on Trump. So all that crazy, you're just laughing, all that's so nuts. No, they believed it. They stole 2 years of this man's presidency.
Yep, they've stolen 2 years of legislative progress that could have been made in this country from American citizens. That's what they've stolen. And of course, that's what they wanted. Democrats wanted to do anything they could to stop, delay, or distract the Trump administration from accomplishing anything. That was the goal here. Yeah, I heard, and this is some AP audio, and it was a woman from North Carolina talking about how, well, she just thinks that she didn't see how Trump can get away with it when she considers all the people that have been convicted from his administration. Excuse me, ma'am, but none of those people were convicted for anything that had anything to do with collusion with Russia in the campaign, period, end of story. Yes, there were some people that were connected to Trump that were convicted, but of outside process crimes, it had nothing to do with the Trump campaign or the 2016 campaign election.
So what they're doing now, because all they do is mislead, I mean, there's not any actual news on the news, is that they're trying to confuse people with this paragraph from the Bill Barr letter exonerating Trump, and Trump is right. It did exonerate him, and the media said, no, he's wrong, because there's a paragraph in there where Mueller says that he can't, you know, basically prove or disprove obstruction.
Right.
Well, Mr. Mueller, I'll help you. It's very simple. If there's no crime, and Mueller knows this, if there's no crime, there's no obstruction.
Yes.
You must have a crime to obstruct justice. Obstructing justice is obstructing or blocking or getting in the way of an investigation into a crime you committed. If there is no crime, there is no obstruction. Mueller knows that. He put that in there to give the media a safe pace talking point,
well,
and himself too.
A more important point to make about the no crime is that without a crime, it is not legal to have a special counsel appointed.
Oh, yeah.
This whole
too.
Investigation was bogus at the start, because the only way that you can have a special counsel is if there is a crime. There was never a crime. There was never any indication of a crime. And at the conclusion of this, they concluded there was no crime, at least with regard to the Russian collusion. That's unequivocal. Now, yes, Mueller did do the little thing. Well, I can't say one way or another whether there was obstruction of justice. Well, the attorney general did. And I just thought it was interesting. One of the mainstream media folks said Trump's hand-picked attorney general. Of course, because the president gets to nominate the attorney general and then the Senate confirms him. But they're trying to make it sound like that, Trump just went out and found him an attorney general and put him in office. Please. The lies and the misinformation, it's disgusting what the American media and the left are trying to do here to the American people, not just the president, but to the American people.
Couldn't agree with you more, Lee. And they got a problem now, because if the Mueller / Bill Barr report says no crimes, well, it would be against the law to launch the investigation that they launched without evidence of a crime, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Which would mean they committed the crime. And that's where we need to go next. I'll explain that coming up. Plus, the media's newest set of lies, we're going to go through and debunk them one by one next. It's over. No collusion. Trump exonerated. This will finally end, right? Oh, no. No. When you bump into, maybe online or in the office or wherever today, your liberal friends and family members, they will be even more deranged than they were on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. How could that be possible? Folks, they think they're living through a coup. Oh, my God. You know why? Because of the new lies. No. The media had to make up new lies to cover up their old lies over the weekend, because they had to save face. They had to save face. Folks, do not be surprised. Do not be surprised. Your liberal friends are wandering around, your family members, in a froth today, a frothing rage. Because because of the cover-up. No, no, no. They're living through a coup by President Trump. Wait, what? I thought Mueller and Bill Barr just debunked. No, 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 no. Listen, this is how the lie evolved over the weekend. I'm going to play. Well, actually, you know, let me set it up. Okay, this is the old lie. Okay? This is a montage of the old lie. I can't play enough of this morning.
A lot of paper here tonight, but the one thing that jumped out at me is the President of the United States, individual one, directed a crime.
So right now we have a sitting President of the United States who committed two felonies while running for president.
And so if history means anything in the Trump era, if precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump will be, must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed.
Robert Mueller is essentially then saying, here, Congress, here's an impeachable offense. You decide.
I think what this totality of today's filings show that the House is going to have little choice the way this is going other than to start impeachment proceedings.
Okay. All that was a lie. There were no indictments. Where'd they get that done? Oh, the indictments are coming. He's going to be impeached. He must be impeached. We know this because they're anonymous sources. Do you think they really had anonymous sources? Or do you think they just made the whole thing up? I think they made the whole thing up. They didn't know about impeachment. I mean, they didn't know about indictments because none were ever coming. Think about that. That's a montage for over 2 years. Every one of them said that junk based on their sources. They either had sources that lied to them or they just made it up. But it was a lie. All of it was a lie. Listen, if I accomplish anything, and I say this almost every day on the show, I want you to question a reality. I want you to question everything that they tell you because they lie and they lie and they lie and then they lie some more.
This bombshell New York Times report, our bombshell breaking news.
It is indeed a bombshell.
This is very explosive.
They are in deep damage control mode.
It's like out of a movie. Has the president been turned, basically?
The tentacles are now leading to the top. Now it's the president of the United States of America.
There were never any tentacles. There were never any indictments coming. There was never any of it. But Trump was done, they told us. Remember this montage? You watch the video, it starts in 2017 and it runs through now. How many times they told us Trump was done? Man, they're anonymous sources. They knew they had him. Dead to rights. All this was coming.
Donald Trump's done. He's done. There's no question about that. He's done.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
The beginning of the end.
And breaking news.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
The call for impeachment.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
It was all a lie. All of it was always a lie. They had no sources. Or if they did, those sources lied to them in a way they should be ashamed of. And they got it wrong over and over and over and over. But it didn't matter. They were right back making it up the next day, which is what they were doing over the weekend. It started like this. That the reasons they'd been right all the time. There were all these impeachable offenses and indictable offenses. But see, what happened was Mueller screwed up and didn't put Trump under oath.
This report was concluded without interviewing the President of the United States in front of a grand jury. Now, there was plenty of legal reasons, perhaps, that Bob Mueller decided not to go through with that. Will that be known as a mistake or not?
So they got to save face because they told him it was coming. I mean, all the indictments. So now they need to save face. They need to explain how this has happened. So Chris, that was Chuck Todd. This is Chris Matthews. He's got the talking points.
Why was there never an interrogation of this president? We were told for weeks by experts, you cannot deal with an obstruction of justice charge or an investigation without getting to motive. You do not get to motive unless you hear from the person himself who's being targeted. No, he will not be charged with obstruction or of collusion without ever having to sit down with the special counsel Mueller and answer his damn questions. How can that happen?
See, and the reason that it happened, these are new facts they're making up, right? The reason is because of the conspiracy. No, no, no. I'm telling you, your liberal friends this morning are even more deranged than last week because they think they're living through a coup by Donald Trump and the Department of Justice. They think that. And that this is, there's a cover-up now. You see, there's a cover-up of the crime. By the way, do you notice how in all of this, the media never tells you what the crimes were? They tell you there's a cover-up, but cover-up of what crime? I mean, if you don't know what crime, then how do you know there's a cover-up? They never say. and their idiot followers never catch on. So here's how this evolved over the weekend. The cover-up angle, the cover-up of the crime. What crime, you morons?
Is Trump's flunky going to release a report that might be damaging to his sugar daddy?
He's talking about Bill Barr now. So see, now the new line is, well, Trump appointed Bill Barr, and see, that's how they're doing the cover-up.
I don't think so. I don't even know why we think that Barr isn't the one who stopped the investigation. This is a 22-month-long investigation. Barr's been on the scene for a month, and now we're done? That doesn't strike anybody as odd? No, I have absolutely no confidence that Bill Barr will do anything other than what is in the best interest of Donald Trump.
Okay, so it's a conspiracy to cover up the crimes that they cannot name because they don't know what they are. That was Ellie Meistel, a commentator on CNN. Joy Reid picks it up.
It feels like the seeds of a cover-up are here. The fact that that this investigation takes place within the Justice Department, which Donald Trump essentially controls, and that he got rid of the problem, Jeff Sessions, who the one decent thing that he did was just recuse himself. This guy is not recused.
See how they do this? Okay, so the talking points went, okay, so there's a cover-up. See, there were crimes, we don't know what they were and we can't delineate, but there were crimes and Russia, and Bill Barr's covering up. Now, yeah. This is Democrat Representative Steve Cohen.
Are you alleging that there's a cover-up going on by the Attorney General?
I think we'll know that better if we get to see the entire report and get to see the information from which he made his determination. Because without that, there is at least prima facie case that Trump had made clear he wanted his man in. He appointed Bill Barr after Bill Barr wrote letters and articles that were consistent with what the president wanted to see. I think there is a prima facie case to be suspicious of any conclusions he draws that exonerates the president.
Do you hear what the crime was that he's covering up anywhere in there? I mean, if you know there's a cover-up, wouldn't you know what the crime was? What's the crime? Where's the crime? Where's it? Tell me, where's the crime? Will their idiot followers never notice they don't delineate the crime? Good God, it's the elephant in the room. Okay, I can't wait to see what you guys have to say about this on the text line. 71307. No proof of collusion. But wait, we'll come up with another lie. Because all we do is lie. We're the mainstream media. And now our rump is exposed. Flopping out in the wind for whoever wants to see it. Okay, here's the lie you're going to hear from the mainstream media now. Well, Mueller said in the letter, Bill Barr letter, Mueller said he can't prove or disprove if Trump committed obstruction of justice. He doesn't know. So this doesn't clear Trump. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. Mueller knows this clears Trump. Let me tell you why that's wrong. Mueller did that on purpose to give him and the media a save face talking point. Why did Mueller put that paragraph in there? Okay, notice two things. When you're watching CNN, when you're watching MSNBC, one of the things you're going to see, ABC, NBC, whatever, they will not tell you about the two paragraphs after that paragraph by Mueller. They won't tell you because it ruins the narrative. So you're going to hear this over and over. Well, that letter, the Mueller report, did not clear Trump. Nope, because Mueller said he didn't know if there was obstruction of justice, couldn't prove or disprove. I can do it right now, Mr. Mueller. Take me 30 seconds. In American law and jurisprudence, you cannot convict somebody of obstruction of justice if there is no crime. Obstruction of justice sounds scary and really bad, but all it means is you, a person in power, committed a crime, and then you used that power to attempt to block law enforcement agencies from investigating said crime. That's obstruction of justice. There has to be a crime. There's no crime. And so Mueller knows this. He knows that you can't have obstruction of justice without a crime. And the very report he signed off on, the very letter by Bill Barr he signed off on, says there was no crime. Media knows this. Mueller knows this. Everybody knows this. But yet they let him do it. Shame on Bill Barr for that, by the way. But they're not going to give up, though. Because they got to keep their followers confused. So I want to play this for you. This is Wolf Blitzer asking that very question. There might be still obstruction. No, there is. Let me tell you what obstruction is. Obstruction is like when Hillary Clinton, under oath, tells Congress that she has turned over all the emails she illegally sent And then we find out from Judicial Watch that she actually destroyed them. That would be obstruction of justice. It's a crime. So the underlying crime there is she sent the illegal classified emails. The obstruction, a separate crime, was the destruction of the emails. So it's very simple to understand. There was no crime with Trump. There's no obstruction. This is Wolf Blitzer attempting to comprehend this. By the way, he's talking on the phone to Rudy Giuliani and Jay Sekulow, Trump's legal team.
Important, though, I want to get your reaction to one line in this letter. They quote the special counsel, Robert Mueller, as saying, as far as obstruction of justice, this is to you, Jay, and to Rudy Giuliani, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. What's your reaction to that?
Yes, but then if you go on to the next two paragraphs, Wolf, the attorney general does kind of a brilliant analysis of it. And he says that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein have concluded that the evidence is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Then he goes even further, and he points out that basically under settled law, it's almost impossible to have an obstruction of justice if there's no underlying crime. And then he concludes with a very strong statement in cataloging the president's actions, many of which took place in public view. The report identifies no actions that, in our judgment, that's Rosenstein and Barr, constitute obstructive conduct. That is a complete exoneration by the Attorney General and Rod Rosenstein.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. It's not the gray area. It's not confusing. But the reason Mueller put that in there, and shame again on Barr for letting him do it, was to give Gerald Nadler and those who want to impeach Trump in Congress a fig leaf. Here's Jay Sekulow, the other attorney for Trump, dealing with this.
And then as to the obstruction, Wolf, the key there is that the attorney general and the deputy attorney general made the conclusion that you don't have obstruction when there's no underlying crime. And I think that we've said from the outset that this was a situation where there was no collusion, there was no obstruction, and now we have the wake of the Department of Justice agreeing with us.
Right. But while there may not be any collusion, there is confusion. And the Democrats, so Mueller gave him the open with this. So Democrats are driving a truck right through it. Here's Representative Jared Nadler, who heads the committee, he's a Democrat in the House that's going to impeach Trump. He will impeach Trump. They just got to figure out how to do it. He said, well, you know, we don't have any crimes, but we're still going to impeach him.
Well, there have been obstructions of justice, whether they're criminal obstruction is another question.
See how he uses that?
The special prosecutor is limited in scope. His job was limited in scope and limited to crimes. What Congress has to do is look at a broader picture. We are in charge. We have the responsibility of protecting the rule of law, of looking at obstructions of justice, at looking at abuses of power, at corruption, in order to protect the rule of law so that our democratic institutions are not greatly damaged by this president.
So on that, let me translate. Well, see, since there was no crime, Mueller can't get him for obstruction of justice. So, we'll just investigate stuff that's not crimes, and we'll call it obstruction of justice, and then we'll impeach him. It'll confuse everybody.
Will you begin impeachment proceedings?
It's way too early to speculate about that. Remember, it is true that the Justice Department thinks that they cannot indict a sitting president no matter what the evidence, as a matter of law. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it even more important that all the evidence be given to Congress and the American people because...
All right, this is a crack. Ted Cruz does an amazing job of refuting Jared Nadler, Senator Ted Cruz. Here's his response to hearing mumbo-jumbo I just played for you.
Listen, if anyone thinks that the Mueller report being concluded is the end of the Democrats' attempt to take down President Trump, they haven't been paying attention the last 2 years. You know, it was striking as I listened to your interview with Congressman Nadler. Yesterday, the Mueller report was the end-all and be-all. It was going to be the salvation for the Democrats and destroy President Trump. Now you can already see the Democrats pivoting away. You ask Congressman Nadler whether the House is going to impeach the president. I'll answer that for you. Yes, they fully intend to impeach the president, and they don't care about the basis. You know, twice Congressman Nadler said something remarkable. He said, listen, the special counsel's focused on crimes. We're not all that concerned with crimes. Our focus, this is Democrats in the House, is much broader than crimes. What they're basically saying is they're going to impeach the president for being Donald Trump. And they don't care about the evidence. They don't care about the substance.
But you know much better than I.
To the Ingalls Advantage talk line, we go to talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, first let me apologize because I just got on the phone and then I heard you talking about things I wanted to talk about. But I also wanted to say that you know, all this has been, it's always been about more than one thing. It's been more than about, you know, it's wanting to keep the finger pointed at the Trump administration so that no one is looking at the Obama Justice Department, the Obama FBI, and all of Hillary's crimes and all that. And they must keep doing that. And also that, again, you know, to hang over the 2020 election. And thirdly, you know, I listen to you and I listen to a lot of other people and my friends and stuff like that. Those of us who actually, in my opinion, think rather than just, you know, react. And so it's easy to pick out the sophistry and the language of everything they say on the media and even our own politicians, even Republican politicians. And they insult our intelligence daily. And I believe when I heard no indictments were coming, what that said to me was is that also exonerated Comey and all of them. Because if Rosenstein said that the latitude that Mueller had was to find any crimes even outside of Trump's campaign, and that's why even outside of that, that's why they did things to Manafort and all those guys. So my question is, what the hell can we do about it? You know, what can we? I mean, it's insulting. It's embarrassing to us. And, you know, and to sit there and just know that they're just sitting there just filling it up and spending our money. It's kind of like I want reparations, you know.
Yeah.
For this waste. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. I do, too. 2 years. They stole 2 years. I
mean, are you as frustrated by the way that they have ensconced themselves in the dirt of the Beltway, with all these laws and stuff, and what can we do? Everybody out there, what can we do about it? I mean, I've tried to talk to Lindsey before. You can't, you know, just, and I know that, you know, voting is not enough. Voting is just not enough anymore, you know, because the other side is just, and when I say the other side, I just mean the two, you know, the two party, the uniparty. You know, it's just govern against us. What they've always been trying to work it down to is the, you know, this two class system. It's like the government elite ruling, you know, self avowed, you know, elite class or whatever, and the rest of us, the slave class, just to keep on making money, you know, for them, just keep on enriching them. And I'm just, you know, I'm getting frustrated, man. Just getting frustrated.
Okay.
You know, just wondering if you know.
No,
listen. What do you think?
Well, no, okay. And I totally share your frustration, Mike. Okay. Couple of things to remember. Let's put all of this in perspective. Okay. Look at where we are today. Look at where we would have been if Hillary had won. We would know none of this. We would have no chance ever of defeating the deep state. It took 2 years to overcome their lies. But look where we started. Mike, I'm going to give you a bit of a pep talk here for a minute. I will never forget, as long as I live, the two dueling editorials from the New York Post Goodwin, and the Daily Beast. New York Post is conservative. Daily Beast is liberal. The same week. And they said that the most powerful man in Washington was James Comey, because he was at the time the sitting director of the FBI. That is terrifying. Seriously? And they were in agreement. And both of them were terrified for Trump. God, no, you can't take out the most powerful man in Washington. You can't do that without serious repercussions. You can't. He did. Boy, were there repercussions, weren't there? They weren't wrong about that. So we lived in a country, Mike, when Trump took office, where the level of influence and control by the deep state, by the intelligence community, rivaled that of Russia, China. It had become an arm of the party. And that's how the intel agencies work in totalitarian regimes. We were a de facto totalitarian regime, and we didn't even know it. Fast forward to today. And boy, did the predictions of Eli Lake writing for the Daily Beast and Michael Goodwin writing for the New York Post come true on both sides of the aisle, that there would be a tremendous and horrible price to pay for taking out the most powerful man in Washington. And there was. And there is. And so the fallout you're seeing, what you're getting mad at, the things that make you angry are the price that Trump and ultimately us have had to pay for this. But it is on its way out the door. We have made tremendous progress. It's just not as fast as we would like it, but to undo that kind of corruption. Folks, they have no hope of it in China. They have no hope of it in Cuba. They have no hope of it in the former Soviet Union. But we have hope today. We have done what their people couldn't do. We got a long way to go, but we have come so far, Mike. We've come so far. So, you know, take that with you today and feel good about it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.